Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kane. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gerard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Gerard. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Shealy scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Bennett reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bennett moves to third. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe Jart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jart takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-1 in the game. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-1 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-1 in the game. Gerber is called out on strikes. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-1 in the game. Hooper strikes out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-1 in the game. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Schock moves to third. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Joe Jard. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Danforth now pitching. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 2 in the game. Kane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Rice reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Gerber goes all the way around to score. Sisler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Browns. Sloppy Thurston now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. McManus scores. Bennett moves to third. Dixon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a line drive towards the mound. Thurston catches it and throws to first to double up Robertson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Falk is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gerber. Barrett moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robertson. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Kham moves to second. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bennett. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Kham scores. Schalk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 6, Browns, 6. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-3 in the game. Kane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barrett. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Dickie Kerr now pitching. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Falk reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Danforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Rice steals second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacobson moves to third. McManus moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dixon hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. McManus tags and moves to third. Bennett tags and moves to second. One out. It's 10-6, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane has McManus trapped. There's the throw to Shock and over to Com, who tags McManus for the out. Bennett moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bennett. The slide. Shock applies the tag. Bennett is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-4 in the game. Kane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kane moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kane scores. Hooper moves to second. It's 10-7, Browns. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Shealy moves to second. It's 10-8, Browns. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Spence Harris pinch hits for Bill Barrett. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The throw from Dixon to pick off Shealy, and he's out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.